It's Chico.
It's Delamar.
And it's Gino.
On the Morning Rush,
Part 1.
It's Chico.
It's Delamar.
And it's Gino.
On the Morning Rush, RX 93.1.
Monts Radio, RX 93.1, and good morning, everyone.
Hello, good morning.
Hello, it's a Tuesday.
It is a rainy one.
It is.
Was it like this yesterday?
Yeah,
right?
But a little worse. Today's a little better. Oh. I mean, it's not... Is it raining? Raining?
No.
Because yesterday...
Rippling more like...
It's just parang ambon, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I guess it'll just be overcast.
Aw, man. You know?
But at least it's not like stormy.
And I like that it's not hot.
Yeah.
You know? That's always good.
It is Tuesday for you guys. And
what a Tuesday.
What a Tuesday.
We have a 1-2 punch for you for the week.
Exactly. Yesterday we had Ann Curtis.
Yeah, Jaw the Jossa herself. We had such a great time yesterday.
Exactly.
You know, it's one of them shows that you go, that was a lot to do, but it was so much fun.
Actually, one of the nicest tweets, because we were really harassed yesterday.
We were harassed. Like you had no
anything.
Idea.
But one of the nicest tweets we got was that somebody was saying, I can't choose. There are so many highlights.
Yes, like, I saw that.
There was My Joe's Joe. There was Ann Curtis. There was the epic wrap-off. Like, she couldn't choose.
Yeah, like, there were many things to look forward to.
The Palmolive sing-along.
Yeah.
You know, so...
Also, like one guy
they
from...
They couldn't choose.
What was this? Also, another compliment from one of the Palmolive... people who were here.
Oh, yeah?
To accompany Ann. He was saying... You know, when we listen to you, it looks and sounds like it's so easy.
Mm-hmm.
Until we see you guys do it, and it's hard.
It's hard.
I'm like, yeah, it tends to, yeah, but you know, it's fun.
It is.
It's not a boring moment at all. Because sometimes the worst thing to do is to be bored at work.
Exactly.
I'd rather be challenged.
I know.
And, you know, kind of on the edge of insanity a little bit.
But it's sometimes a blur.
A blur, exactly.
It's like, what the heck happened? Because remember, we had to do My Joa's Joa. We had to write our rap.
I listened to it.
Yeah?
Yeah. I tweeted you and Gina, like, where is the link?
Yeah.
And neither of you tweeted me until later.
Yeah.
But somebody tweeted me already.
Okay.
So I listened to it and I'm like, it's funny.
Yeah.
It's funny.
I get to listen to it.
We do say so ourselves.
I get to listen to it all the time.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And then, but there's the controversy on the Facebook fan page of The Morning Rush.
Okay.
Because all of the My Joa's Joa link was reported as spam.
Oh, really?
So every time the administrators try to post it, it gets erased by Facebook. And I was thinking, this is sabotage.
Why?
Exactly. And I was telling our webmistress, like, is there a way to know who said it's a spam? Because that's sabotage. It is, after all, a fan page.
It is.
Anyway, so we're waiting for word on that.
Oh, but is somebody, like, on it?
Mm-hmm. Cherry is.
Oh, really? Cherry, yeah. Cherry asked, like...
Like, all of
the Facebook people?
All of the MJJ links, all six of them... Every time they post it, it gets erased. And then they post it again.
Oh, weird.
Uh-huh. Very strange.
Because there's nothing on it that's...
It's not a spam. And it's funny. I mean, and it's...
And why would they... Okay, well, define spam.
Isn't that
yung mga ads?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, that's so bad.
But I think it's someone doing it.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
Conspiracy theory. But then that's me. I don't know.
No, it's possible.
It's possible.
Why would you report it as spam?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so today...
And shouldn't the ones running the Facebook page be the ones to say it's a spam?
Yes.
See, somebody's doing it from the inside. There's a traitor.
I think so.
Yeah.
Okay.
What's the problem?
No, because I'm trying to find the... Okay, sige. I got it. Okay, we've got a top 10. Let's just do something fun today.
Okay.
Because of our special guest, we might as well say it.
Yeah.
We have Mr. Ding Dong Dantes
here
coming over.
Here on the show today.
We'll have him just like we had Anne yesterday. We'll have Ding Dong joining us around 8 in the morning. And so, Mad Mutt Mark, you know, a lot of people... because, you know... The RX Twitter account posted it yesterday. Uh-huh. So people started sending in suggestions.
Suggestions for him.
And there were a lot of really nice ones, you know, about being a hunk, about being... But then I thought, let's just do something fun. There was one really cute entry, suggestion rather, from Mad Mutt Mark.
Okay.
You know a knock-knock joke?
Yes.
It's basically a knock-knock joke.
Yeah.
But... Old school ang knock-knock eh. May mga doorbell naman tayo sa bahay, di ba? Nobody knocks anymore.
In so, my house, they do.
They knock? Hindi doorbell?
I don't have a doorbell.
So today, we are going to do basically knock-knock jokes. But we're not going to call it a knock-knock joke.
Okay.
We're going to call it a ding-dong joke.
A ding-dong joke, okay.
So instead of saying knock-knock, who's there? We'll say ding-dong, who's there? But it's basically a knock-knock joke.
All right.
Okay? So we'll call it the hashtag... Ding dong, who's there?
Ding dong!
Diba?
Who's there?
Who's there? Okay, so the top 10, ding dong, who's there? Thank you to Mad Mark for this. I just found it so cute. If you want to join us, just key in RX, space your entries, and send them to 2299. Or tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag the morning rush and hashtag ding dong, who's there?
And since he's going to be here a little bit later on, you know, you may want to send us the questions you want us to ask for you.
Yes.
So as early as now, just keep them coming on our Twitter accounts.
Yeah.
Maybe not at RX931 because that's going to be deluged with entries.
With entries.
Try to send it to any of our personal Twitter accounts.
True.
So that we can ask for you. And then don't forget, oh, you don't have to put your name because your handle's there.
Yeah.
All right. So it's going to be hopefully another...
I know.
Crazy Tuesday.
It's going to be fun. It's going to be fun.
Here on The Morning Rush at 6:16. Let's take a break.
The Morning Rush. Chico, Del, and Gino.
The Morning Rush. RX93.
TMR. The Morning Rush. Top 10.
The Morning Rush. Top 10.
RX93.1.
What are the things you hear behind the microphone?
I know. My off-air conversation.
Now, one of these days, we're going to have a hot mic, and then...
Oh, no, please don't say that, please.
You don't want a hot mic?
No.
How about a magic mic?
Well. No, no, please. I that is a nightmare.
Because remember, there was this one time, it happened on, was it CNN? Hmm? It was a hot mic.
Yeah.
And meaning it was on.
Yeah.
When
it was supposed to be off.
And they heard exactly what the host was saying and it wasn't good.
Nice. Yung ano, yung sa another news station, I forgot what. The weather girl said something first, diba? Tapos alam mo yung nag-uusap sila no anchor.
Mm-hmm.
So the weather girl goes, yeah, da 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 da. Mm-hmm. And then the anchor starts talking. Mm-hmm. Akala ng weather girl, the camera cut to the anchor. She was rolling her eyes. She was like, ugh.
Oh my god.
And she didn't know the camera was still on her. And
oh,
everyone was like,
goodness.
Oh, cat fight. We didn't know they were having a cat fight.
But how much she was rolling her eyes because the weather was so bad.
No. As in, like, right after she said, kasi what do you call this?
And back to you.
Nagsalita na yung ano na parang as a reaction to what she said.
Yeah.
So nagreact pa siya with a huge smile. Huge smile. Right after she delivered her line, nagsalita na ulit yung anchor. Na akala niya nandun na, and she was like,
and then
ugh. Like rolled her eyes. Grabe, it was so juicy.
You know what it reminds me of? Anchorman. You know how, like, in the old, I don't know if they still do it in the news, like, right after they deliver the news, it just focuses on them without the audio. Where they're just talking to
and
each
then,
other.
And then they say the oddest
and then
things.
An anchorman. So it looks like they're smiling and they're having,
but
like,
they're
a
really
good
fighting
conversation. But, like, what Will Ferrell was saying was, I'm going to punch you in the uterus. You have bad hair.
Oh, my gosh. It's so bad.
All right. When is Anchorman 2?
I think it's about this year. It's coming out this year.
Yeah.
I'm not entirely sure of when it'll be.
Summer pa rin yata.
Summer?
I think summer season.
Hindi ko medyo delayed lang dito yun. Kasi may MTRCB yun eh.
Yeah, for sure. They're
remember
gonna,
yung The Dictator?
Oh my God.
I don't know what they showed. I really have no idea. They probably chop it up talaga.
It wasn't that badly chopped up actually.
Really?
You know what was worse? Bruno.
Bruno.
Bruno was completely like, whoa.
I don't agree with those things. I think they should just classify it.
They put like a really
classify.
Strict. Yeah.
Be strict about it.
And
don't
besides,
let,
it's not
don't
like,
let kids in.
I distinctly remember when I was like 12 or 13 before, I would never be able to go inside an R18 movie.
Although you wanted to.
Of course I did.
Okay.
Yeah. Hello.
They're actually strict, ah.
They are till now?
Well, I don't know.
Because if they're strict, then I don't see the point of censoring it.
Alam mo yung people try, pero they really ask for your ID.
No, I think... If you're old enough. I think the government still wants to control what we see.
Yeah.
I think it has a lot to do with the quote-unquote moral...
And actually, it's funny.
Morality.
They will refuse to say that it's censorship. Mm-hmm.
But it is.
But then they will slap it with an X rating if they don't like it. And therefore, it forces the filmmakers to cut it themselves.
Yeah,
so
technically... There's no censorship.
The MTRCB did not cut it. But it's the film. But they make the filmmakers cut it by giving it a rating
yeah.
that will make it less profitable
yes.
for the filmmakers instead of giving it a rated R.
But you know who's getting stiffed,
or not? Because it's the people, diba?
Yeah.
It's the people. Yeah, that's what I mean.
Exactly.
That's what I mean.
Swear, I work with juveniles.
No, what do you mean?
With grade 7 boys. So since our guest later on is Ding Dong Dantes. As an homage, we are doing the top 10 Ding Dong, Who's There?
Okay.
Basically, it's a knock-knock joke.
Kasi para feeling ko pag hashtag natin Ding Dong jokes, iba yung makikita natin.
Kaya nga, kaya
iba yung makikita natin mga entry.
Oh, sige, let's give them some examples. Ding Dong!
Who's there?
Ding Dong.
Ding Dong who?
Ding Dong and Winding Road.
Oh my God, that's so...
That's
a what?
To eight? Your door.
Is that a song from the 70s?
It's a Beatles
a
song.
A Long and Winding Road.
Oh, my 70s.
Was
yeah,
it 70s?
70s. Oh. Since we did Ding Dong. Ding Dong.
Who's there?
Marianne.
Marianne who?
No music, please. Marianne, ako... Nais malaman.
I don't know how our guest is going to take that.
I know, right?
I know, right?
So get it out of the way now.
Yes. Wait there.
Oh, it's okay. Take your time.
Wait!
Why are you always making us wait?
Wait.
It's not... Ito, tsaka talagang, alam mo yun, binigyan ka na nga ng leeway na sabi ko na parang, okay, go ahead, take your time. Nagalit pa.
Oo nga.
Wait.
Hindi ugali na to.
Oh, sige. Ding dong.
Hindi, wag na.
Ding dong.
Who's there?
Sherry Hill, Rosemary Hill, Mark Hill.
Rosemary Hill, Mark Hill,
who?
Sherry Hill, Rosemary Hill, to fetch a pail of water. Jack fell down and broke his crown. Mark Hill came tumbling after.
Ang labo.
Kaya ako nagpa-pause kasi kinakanta ko muna in my head.
Tsaka bakit puro songs?
Oo nga, no?
Napansin mo
ba? So far.
So far.
That's the three entries.
So far. Yeah. Knock-knock. Ding-dong. Ding-dong. I'm sorry.
Oh,
I swear, if his computer was a brain, yeah. error.
What a wackadoo. What
I mean,
a
if his brain was a computer.
You really are. And every time.
Ding dong. Knock, ding dong. Knock, ding dong.
Ding dong.
Parang nagpe-fatal error. Blue screen.
Alam mo kung computer to. Nagano na.
Naghang na.
Hindi, you would have blown up in flames.
Parang yung siya, ano? You remember that robot from Lost in Space? Danger, Robinson. Danger. Ding dong.
Who's there?
Kasi tingin niya knock-knock eh, kaya nakalito.
Who's there?
Doris.
Doris who?
Doris closed. That's why you have to ding dong.
Are you sure this is what we're gonna do with you?
No. This is what we're going to do.
He might think lowly of us.
Knock-knock. Ding dong. Ding dong.
Who's there?
Del.
Del who?
Del me. Where did I go wrong?
Del me.
Del me.
If I had a penny for every time that joke was cracked.
Really? You've heard that joke many times?
This is the first time I've heard it.
Same here.
As in, Del me, where did I go wrong?
Kasi hindi na siya uso. But when it was...
At that time.
Yeah. Ito, ito. Sige, ding dong.
Who's there?
Del me.
Tell me who.
Tell me how am I
not supposed to live without you.
I bet you that was the first time you've heard that.
No, but I mean,
oh fine. What do you want me to sing it like an octave lower? Tell me how am I? But do you?
For you. Kasi nga gusto mo bongga.
Tell me how am I supposed to live?
Kasi pwede mo naman kantahin ng ganyang octave, pero with heart.
Ang hirap kaya. Tell me how am I.
Oh, kaya mo eh.
Ang pangit eh.
Oh, kasi nga gusto mo bumili.
Why do that when you can reach the friggin' note?
When you can go, tell me how am I supposed to live without you.
Nag-go one up lang to eh. Nag-go one up lang to.
Sa pa to eh.
Win a one up mo lang ako eh.
Now that I've been loving you so long.
Bakit nagiging nasal?
Supposed to live without you. Gusto ko lang ipakita yung control.
Control? With your nose?
Supposed to carry on.
Yung ganong control?
Ayo, ay. Ay. Ding dong.
Who's there?
Minion.
Minion who?
Minion. Ako. Nice. Malam.
Ayaw ko rin itong Tom's
end. Ito puro Tagalog old school songs.
I refuse na.
Ay.
Ding dong.
Who's there? Get lost.
Wait.
Galit na, no?
Ding dong.
Uy ka na.
Ding dong.
Walang tao sa bahay.
Who's there?
Sorry.
Sorry who?
Ding dong.
Who's there?
Cashew nut.
Cashew nut
who?
Don't tell me you're sorry, cashew nut.
Don't tell me you're sorry, cashew nut. Baby, all I know.
Nakakainis.
I'll be gone.
And then also,
we'll be in such a mood by the time our guest arrives. Our guest.
And the end. And in the entry. What do you want?
Itop na natin.
Sige. And the top. Ding dong, who's there? Comes from Papa Trotsky.
He says,
ding dong.
Who's there?
Dalandan.
Dalandan who?
Dalandan bridges falling down. Falling down.
Wait, Mr. Wackadoo. Do you think that pag ginawa mong rock, okay?
Parang feeling niya kasi mas nagiging emphatic siya. The London Bridge.
Is it a little less salinity?
Yes!
I don't know.
Ginawa akong Avril Lavigne.
Labo! Avril Lavigne, no?
Hindi man lang.
You could have picked like Nickelback or something. I don't know.
Hey Chico, you know rocker, the Avril.
Diba?
Tsaka yung may hagod. The London Bridge.
Hindi, diba? Para mas yun naman. Mas rock ng konti. The London Bridge is falling down.
Feeling talaga niya parang mas hip.
Tsaka yung rock niya yung parang ang luma pakinggan.
Well, rock is old. It is.
No,
rock
I mean, you've got new rock.
Well, new rock is like, ugh.
Hey.
Look at Fall Out Boy and what they did. They said they were going to save rock and roll. Doesn't
no, Maroon
like
5 it. is a version
pop
of rock.
Hindi,
pero rock pa rin yung start nila. Pop rock sila.
Pero, pop rock is not rock. People who are into rock are going to get angry.
Ang tunay na rock yung... The London Bridge is falling down. I'm falling down. I'm falling down.
I bet you if you get the
London Bridge is falling down.
Wow.
He sounds like a gremlin.
Ano mo ginagawa na? Yung, ano mo yung 1980s, 70s? Yung,
ano yan?
Uma-Axel Rose.
Ne, Linkin Park.
Huh?
Linkin Park.
Layo.
Linkin Park clap.
Yeah.
That sounds about right.
That's it.
Ay, naku po.
The top 10, ding dong, who's there?
Why did we even do this? Why did we pick this topic?
Just key in RX, space your entry.
This is a big mistake.
And send them to 2299. Or tweet us by twitter.com/RX931. Just make sure you include #TheMorningRush and #DingDong, who's there?
Alam mo, dapat di na tayo rock off for today. Rock off na.
Oh,
rock off.
Rock off.
Diba?
Wow, that would be fun.
A rock off na. Sumakit lala muna.
Oh, yeah.
You know what?
Rakrakin mo.
Sumakit lala muna.
Parakrak ka dyan,
ha? Ito po lang. Alam mo, dapat ages ka na.
Oo nga eh. Kasi wait, imagine mo, we went from like...
Yun, pwede yun. Ages.
Pwede yun, oh. Exactly.
Oo nga, no?
Oh. Oh,
sige.
Go to ages.
Ito basta, no? Yung Miley Cyrus. Yung ages. Lahat ginagawa.
Alam mo, ito yung show's contempt for anything. I mean, it's like crazy.
Hey, I love the ages.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Are you saying that?
But it's just the same syllable you're repeating.
I know, right, so,
that's it. I wrapped it off.
You did?
I did. I said, and hashtag, ding dong, who's there?
And hashtag.
And hashtag.
Ding dong.
Manila's hottest.
Kikay Berkada.
Kikay Berkada.
The Morning Rush.
The Morning Rush.
RX 93.1. 93.1.
It's Chico.
It's Delamar.
And it's Gino.
On the Morning Rush.
Part 2.
Oh, the things we say off air.
Hello, guys. Good morning. This is Del in for the news. Forget silly diaper games and necklace making. Fergie had a, not a baby shower, but a gaby shower.
Gaby shower. That's what she's calling
gaby
it.
Gaby shower. Yeah. Oh my God. The fun spin on a baby shower went down on Sunday afternoon at the SLS Hotel in West Hollywood. And as we were told Friday, so much more than tea and crumpets was served. The event, thrown by Fergie BFF's Sean Patterson, her fashion agent, DE Squared designers Dean and Dan Caton,
nice,
and celeb hair connoisseur Andy LeCompte, was certainly the social event of the weekend. The guest list was also the who's who of fashionable Hollywood, including Kelly Osbourne, Juliana Huff, Adam Shankman, with fiancé Frank Melly, Lance Bass, and boyfriend Michael Turkin.
Yeah.
Lance Bass.
RuPaul, who looked stunning in light lavender suit. Jake Shears of the Scissor Sisters.
Nice.
Adam Lambert, model Gabrielle Aubrey, Molly Sims, Perez Hilton, and Fashion Police's George Katsiopoulos. A super hot male model handed out sweets supplied by Dylan's Candy Bar for the affair. Free drink specials include Patron Fergaritas.
Fergaritas. I love it.
Yeah.
Which guests could drink through handmade straws adorned with polka dots and musical notes.
It's so gay.
It's so gay. It's a
gaby
shower.
Gaby shower.
Well, you know, you kind of expect that from Fergie.
Yeah.
Because she really is. She is an icon, a gay icon.
And majority talaga of the, well, not the ones who, what do you call that? The ones who put it up,
yeah.
Are all the gay, like, friends of Fergie.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Now, the guests, mostly gay, but not all.
Not all.
No, but also, like, Kelly Osbourne is a gay icon as
Actually,
well.
Actually, that is true.
You know, Juliana Hough is a straight male...
Choice,
yeah. But, you know.
She lands Bass and his boyfriend.
No, no, but Juliana Hough was with Ryan Seacrest. Bad girl,
and we know,
no,
and we know
mama.
The rumors. And the rumors never end. Even he jokes about it.
Right, right.
And he knows that there are rumors.
That there are rumors.
You know, I was like, if ever there was going to be a nice gaby shower, it would be pulled off by Fergie.
Yeah.
Because it's not too camp.
And then, pwede na rin sa'yo yun. Kasi, tignan mo, sino magbabato ng gaby shower.
Can I just tell you?
Kaming dalawa.
I was telling Chico at 6 o'clock.
I know, right?
Sabi ko, I wanted to tweet the other day, but I don't want you guys, both of you, to get angry. I wanted to tweet, you know, I'm a lucky, what's that? Having a gay best friend is like having a fairy godmother. I mean, seriously, I wanted to tweet that.
Kasi ba naman yung baby shower to, pero may ano, hot male model
handing out
sweets. Kasi kailangan eh, diba?
I mean, it's not like the baby's actually gonna see that.
It's for the grown-ups.
It's for the grown-ups.
Tsaka most of them are not like mothers.
Yeah.
Kasi most baby showers have mothers around.
Mm-hmm.
And that tends to be a little too.
So Josh can't be there, no?
No.
Pag baby shower.
In the States?
Ay, hindi. No, dads can be.
No, but in the States, it's not a dad thing.
Really? But they're usually there. Ang wala pala dapat is bridal shower.
No, but even baby showers.
Ah, really?
Yes.
No, because sa family namin, all the dads are there. Pag baby
but you're
shower.
Not American. Because remember in Bridesmaids?
Pag bridal shower, the husbands obviously are not allowed. That's why you have like male
strippers.
No, but
strippers even baby
the same
showers.
Way that with a bachelor party.
Oh, bawal ang fiancé.
Pwede ang girl, bawal ang fiancé.
Pwede ang girls.
Girls.
Oh, pero bawal ang
fiancé. Bawal ang fiancé and friends. of the fiance.
Ah, actually, yes. Dapat friends of the groom.
Yeah.
Yung hindi magsusumbong.
Oo. Paano ba na yun, no? Kasi kunwari, like, let's just say the girl that you marry has a brother. Do you invite the brother to the bachelor party? Usually kasi may ganun, di ba?
Depende din sa brother.
On how close
depende
you
kung close kayo.
Hindi, tsaka kung... If he's also, like, you know, into games and all that.
Kasi kung close naman kayo, pwede.
Here's my question. Sorry,
what
can you
do with it?
What is the extent of the quote-unquote damage that you can do when you're in a bachelor party?
I plead the fifth.
What do you mean damage?
Like, I mean, are you allowed to fool around? Is that the whole point of the bachelor party? Or is it just more of like, oh, you just watch?
Well, they say, okay, they say that the bachelor party is not really so much for the one getting married as it is really for the friends. Although, if you were to ask the friends, they want you to have one last go.
Yeah, just so you
just
can
get
it out
of
your
system.
What's the
my point is, shouldn't you have it out of your system already by the time you decide to...
I don't know.
I think it's never really out of guys' systems.
I think it's never really out of girls' systems also.
Hey, there's a book actually that says...
girls are conniving, deceiving people.
Wow.
Sorry. That one just came out.
That women actually lie about their penchant for extramarital affairs.
Yeah, I would think so.
Like, and it was pretty... There's a book by this guy that they made women look at two pictures. Mm. One, your best friend, who you're like, he's just a friend. Uh-huh. And a hot guy. So they put sensors in the nether regions.
Oh.
And they would say, they would gauge the reaction of a female and what she would say.
Mm.
And the reaction physically is to go for the hot male. But she will say that she will choose...
The best friend.
The best friend.
Yeah.
If it were...
Hindi kasi nga, culturally.
Hindi, tsaka, di ba?
I mean, men who are attracted to beautiful women, okay lang. But if it's a woman who's always like drooling after guys, it's like she's a, you know...
Yeah.
There's a word for it. So I guess you're kind of hardwired to be like, you know,
to be defensive
proper,
about it, yeah.
To be very prim.
And how many times have you heard about, you know, the whole women, there was somebody, parang women cheat more. It's just that guys get caught more.
Yeah, and women lie better.
Yeah. It's a given.
Madaling I feel like huli- I'm being...
madaling hulihin ng lalaki.
No, I think that... Okay, one of the things that would stop a woman from cheating is when she has kids.
Yeah.
Because so the thing on your mind is to keep the family together.
To keep the family
together.
To make sure that...
Yeah. But, I mean, take that away.
Paano kung naghubad si Daniel Matsunaga sa harap mo?
Friends lang kami.
Ayan. We should have censors.
I know.
We should have censors.
Pero sino maglalagay?
Si Daniel?
Oh!
No, I don't know. Because I don't think I'm the best candidate for this question.
Yeah, neither am I.
Naku?
What?
Tumahimik ka?
I'm so faithful.
Well. Faithful to what?
Ano, to my principles.
Hey, speaking of principles.
What?
Tomorrow, he says, she says, principles and beliefs are going to be talked
about.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, that's true.
Right.
I like it.
Ooh, I want to find out what your answers are, actually.
I was pretty bitchy.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Bitchy, why?
Find out tomorrow.
You have to find out tomorrow.
Anyway, so if you are a pregnant woman about to give birth, mostly a baby shower is thrown close to the delivery date, mm-hmm. 7.5 to about 8.5. Mm. Opt for a gaby shower.
A gaby shower. Mm.
Especially
over
if you have a lot
shower.
Of gay friends. Mm-mm. They're just much more fun.
Foam party. Pwede rin. Wala lang. But it sounds like fun.
He's so off tension.
Oh,
laboy, no? You see a seven-month pregnant woman. Woohoo! Foam party!
That's the news right here on The Morning Rush. I don't think people
tapos, get... Bakit tayo? Chico, umaten ka. Ano, foam party para kay Del. Sige, as nadating ako, may dalang Uratex.
Sabi niyo foam party.
Sabi niyo foam party.
I'll take that, though. Hoy ang ganda kaya ng you were there. Yeah,
I know. Tapos yung ano pa yan, yung mga memory foam.
Memory foam.
Hey, Quirk, what's up to Marco Lobregat? He's tuned in.
Hey, Marco.
Hi, Marco.
Good morning.
Why are you always up early? Why is he awake so early?
He has work. Maybe he's cultivating mushrooms.
Yeah, he works, works.
He works, works?
He has a lot of jobs, actually, right?
And you should Marco, can you drop by?
Yeah.
Hey, if you're still listening, swing by.
Anytime.
Siyempre, si Gino kasi dami na niyang bagong kabarkada.
Oh, well, you know me. I'm always a friendly guy.
All right, you got CDNG and our special guest in 20 minutes.
Oh, yeah.
20 minutes.
Uy, ano natin?
Mr. Ding Dong Dantes on the Morning Rush at 8 o'clock right here on Manila's Hottest, RX 93.1.
The Morning Rush, Chico, Del, and Gino.
The Morning Rush, RX 93.1.
Ang nakaraan, ating nasulyapan, ang pamumulaklak at pamumukadkad at pamumulandit ng pag-iibigan ng magkaibigang Badingdong at Adonis. Kaya pa ba nilang talikuran ang kanilang hinaharap? Kaya pa bang sikmurain ni Badingdong na makipagmomol sa asawa niyang si Shaniqua? Alamin sa pinakabagong yugto ng May Jowa's Jowa.
Nako, Ate Lady Bongga! Nag-aaway na naman si Fafa at si Moodrakels.
Oo nga, Magic Mike. Parang mula nang umuwi sila galing Baguio, wala na silang ginawa kundi mag-fight.
Ate, ano kaya ang dahilan kung bakit laging mad si Mommy kay Daddy?
Baka may ginawang bad si Daddy. Who knows? Maybe Mommy was incensed when she discovered Daddy's bouts of infidelity with a secret hunky male lover, which meant their entire marriage was based on a treacherous lie.
Bongga kalay, bongga kalay. Sige lang, sige lang. Itaas ang kilay.
Oh no, padating na sila Momsy and Popsy at Tito Adonis. Hay ka dito, magtago tayo sa loob ng closet.
Shaniqua, please, calm down. Huwag kang mag-iskandalo. Nakakahiya sa mga kapitbahay.
Eh ano kung marinig ng mga kapitbahay? Total, nakiki-wifi na rin lang naman sila ng libre dahil wala tayong password, di ba? Let them enjoy the free entertainment as well.
Guys, huwag kayong mag-alala. Nilagyan ko na ng password yung wifi natin.
Ah, talaga? Ano yung password?
Oh, ito ah. Capital M, number 2, capital M, underscore, number 4, capital E-V-E-R.
I should have known. Mga bading talaga kayo. Mahilig sa M2M, yung Norwegian singing group.
Shaniqua, no need to be mean.
Ako pa ang mean. Pagkatapos yung sirain ng buhay ko, having an affair behind my back, mga traidor, tinira niyo akong patalikod, you backstabbers.
Excuse me, correction, FYI, hindi ikaw ang sinastab niya from the back.
Grabe ah, hindi lang kabit. Bitch ka ba? Hashtag kabitch.
Stop it, you two. Why don't you just please... Please, just kiss and make up.
I do not know about the kiss, but I'm sure Adonis knows a lot about makeup.
Talk about stereotyping. Porket ba bading mahilig ka agad sa makeup?
Sige nga, sagutin mo tong tanong ko ha. Other than trust, what else is the foundation of a strong marriage?
Thank you for that wonderful question. Foundation? I believe the foundation of a strong marriage is easy, breezy, cover girl. I thank you.
I rest my case.
Please, my love.
Love? What do you know about love? Sagutin mo ako, girl. Minahal mo ba talaga ako?
Minahal ba kita? Minahal ba kita? Minahal ba ni Mommy Janisha ang 1 million peso Hermes bag niya? Minahal ba ng mga Chasters si Charisse? Minahal ba ni Miriam Kiambao ang koronang Miss Universe na inagaw sa kanya ng Bruhildang si Miss Botswana noong 1999?
That bitch. Okay, fine. Pero bakit mo nagawang chumit sa akin?
Hindi mo naman ako masisisi, Shaniqua. Kung araw-araw ng breakfast mo, muffin. Araw-araw, buwan-buwan, taon-taon, muffin. Bawat umaga, muffin. Magsasawa ka rin. Maghahanap ka rin ng iba. Minsan naman gusto mo ring tumikim ng
sausage, ng longganisa, ng embutido.
Eh di sana sinabi mo. Para naman paminsan-minsan, nalagyan ko ng butter yung muffin ko.
O kaya naman jam, marmalade, cream cheese, Nutella. Kahit ano, ilalagay ko sa muffin ko para lang hindi ka magsawang kainin.
Pero muffin pa rin yun. There's muffin you can do, muffin you can say to change my mind. Kung baga sa kinakain, syempre pag iisang putahe lang ang kinakain mo, magsasawa ka rin. Maghahanap ka rin ng ibang putahe.
Ilang putahe na ba ang kinain mo behind my back? Ako, ginawa mo rin akong isang putahe. Paano na mga anak natin?
Hashtag mga anak ng putahe.
Ano yun? Bakit may kumalis ko sa closet? Mga kids, kayo ba yan? Bakit kayo nagtatago dyan? Lumabas kayo dyan! Ngayon din! I said, come out of the closet! Now!
Sige na mga kids, lumabas na kayo sa closeta dahil daddy nyo naman ang papasok.
Pack na pack!
Handa na bang kumain ng nag-iisang putahe si Badingdong? O tuloy-tuloy pa rin siyang magpapasasa sa mga buffet? So many dishes to choose from. This is it. Will he choose dish one or that one? Ulamin ang susunod na mangyayari sa pinaka-nakatatakam, pinaka-yummy na radyo serye, ang My Jowa's Jowa.
The Morning Rush, Chico, Del, and Gino.
The Morning Rush, RX 93.1.
It's Chico, it's Delamar,
and it's Gino
on The Morning Rush, Part 3.
TMR, The Morning Rush, Top 10.
The Morning Rush, Top 10.
Monts Radio, RX 93.1. Again, thank you to everybody. Ding Dong, who's there, is the top trending topic in the Philippines.
Nice.
Thank you, thank you,
real
thank
nice.
You.
Real nice. Of course, we have Mr. Ding Dong Dantes gracing us on the show today.
Yes, he's on his way, so we'll... okay, let's do this first. Let's start off with Cheno. Ding Dong.
Who's there?
Britney Spears.
Britney Spears, who?
Ding dong!
Who's there?
Oops, I did it again.
So, I mean, I've never heard Britney sound so bad.
You have to admit, I sounded like Britney.
Oops, I did it again.
Tama, ayaw talaga niya magpatalo.
No, that's what he was doing.
I know, pero parang talagang ano.
No, because if I wanted to do it right, I would have done.
Sige nga. If you wanted to do it right.
Oops, I did it again.
Parang RuPaul lang.
Kabitch.
Oh, sige.
Hey, well, quick what's up to Alex Calianta.
Hey, hello.
What's up, Lex?
Good morning.
Hey, belated happy birthday.
Oh,
it was his birthday.
When was his
birthday? Over the weekend.
Happy
if
birthday.
I'm not mistaken. Belated.
Dre54 says, ding dong.
Who's there?
Minion.
Minion who?
Yeah. Because there are two songs, eh. Same lyrics. I was deciding which song I will sing. Ding dong.
Who's okay. there?
Minion.
Minion who?
You're one in a minion. Alam mo yung papa take off ka na. Baba Ba Bambin says, ding dong.
Who's there?
Aling Shawnee.
Aling Shawnee who?
I wanna know what love is. I want Aling Shawnee.
That's so bad.
I know, right? Knock knock.
Who's there?
Ayoko na magpapasok ng tao.
Hindi pwedeng knock knock.
Ding dong.
Who's there?
From Manvela. Panike.
Panike who?
Oh, Mickey, you're so fine, you blow my mind.
Panike.
Panike. And then...
Kala ko mag-rock version na naman siya.
No. Ito. Mark Paredes says, ding dong!
Who's there?
Pulikat.
Pulikat who?
Paatuhod. Pulikat ulo.
Oh my God.
Alam mo yung pulikat? It's such an old concept.
I know.
Because I don't think a lot of kids cramps. Know... Oh.
Cramps na siya eh.
Na meron pa rin naman. Like you hear it a lot on the basketball court.
Ah.
Yeah, parang, chong, pinupulikat ako. Paki-stretch naman, no? Uy.
Talaga kailangan chong.
Ano ba dapat?
Do we still call each other chong?
Brad. Tol.
Bro.
Bro.
Dude?
Because when you say bro, it's more like, bro, bro, I got cramps. It's never like, bro, bro. Binubulikat ako eh. Diba?
Uh-oh.
It just sounds medyo off-tangent. So, more of, mga repa pips. Pinupulikat ako.
Nobody says repa pips.
Nobody says that.
Meron pa rin. Paano ba tawagan mga magbabro ngay? Babe?
Babe. Be. Be.
Hindi. Girl.
Girl, alu.
Girl.
Tara, magbasket na tayo. Girl. Also, Fat Kid Inside says, ding dong.
Who's there?
Riverboat.
Riverboat who?
Riverboat young when I first saw you. I closed my eyes and flashback saw you standing there.
Ano ba? Riverboat young when I first saw you. I closed my eyes. A flashback
saw you. Pwede si Chico eh. Sa mga ano, yung mga singing things.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Nalilito ka eh.
Chenong says, ding dong.
Who's there?
Police.
Police who?
I'm forever yours, a faith police.
Annoying! Sobra! Alam mo yung buti na lang wala kang baril?
Oh. Grabe naman to.
Eh.
Pag may dumingdong sa bahay mo nang ganun babaril.
Oh, si from Marjam. Ding dong!
Who's there?
Chico.
Chico who?
Chico na alam kung makakaya ko pa. Di bale na lang kaya. Pero mahal ko siya.
Tsaka I see a pattern. It's all you, mga medyo old songs.
Oo nga. Parang
because... Oh, sa bagay. You know, no? They're more familiar kasi. Di ba?
Tsaka so, binabagay nila
siya. Yes. So nagde-deliver.
Tumigil kayo. Manvale says, ding dong!
Who's there?
I-auto-load mo ko.
I-auto-load mo
ko. Hindi pa tapos. I-auto-load mo ko. How much? Magkano?
I-auto-load mo ako, how much, magkano, who?
Nothing's gonna change my love for you. I-auto-load mo ako, how much, magkano? Ding dong, I'm from Cristiano Ronaldo. Ding dong.
Who's there?
Who?
Wait. Isn't niyan ang kusina siya?
Wait. Ding dong.
Who's there?
Sa boobs mo, miss, may langgam.
Sa boobs mo, miss, may langgam, who?
When I'm gone.
When I'm gone.
Voila, it's not like that.
When I'm gone.
You're gonna miss me when I'm gone.
Ayun. When I'm gone.
When
tapos miss, may langgam. Ito. Pero pag tinutugtog, nakakanta ko siya.
Alam mo, Chico, ano, pabayaan na lang natin sila.
When I'm gone, I'm gonna miss boobs mo, may
tsaka, gusto ko yung first note niya. When I'm gone.
Alam mo yung pag meron kang fishnet, tapos may fish pond, inahope mo may mahuli ka.
Basta,
skinuscoop mo na.
Alam mo, iniikutan lang lahat ng notes para lang may makuha.
Para scoop ka lang na scoop.
Para at least tumama na
tayo. Alam mo, may makuha ka isda somehow. Ay, nako.
Oh my God.
Oh, sige, next.
See, it's me, Jaja, was just saying.
Miss sa boobs mo may langgam.
Yun, basta ganun.
Ano yung...
Miss sa boobs mo may langgam.
When I'm gone.
Miss...
You're gonna miss sa boobs mo may langgam.
You're gonna miss me by my walk.
You're gonna miss me by my talk. Yun, mas alam ko yung part na yan eh.
Actually, tayo yung mali.
Oo, tayo
dapat
mali.
Talaga, when I'm gone.
Kasi kung alam mo na, kung doon nila linagay yun, you're gonna miss me by my walk, you're gonna miss me by my talk, miss ang boobs mo, may langgam.
Oh, yan pali. Eh, diba dapat yun ang ginawa mo?
Eh, hindi sinabi. From...
I just want you to know our guest is there. You're driving him away.
Oh my gosh, is he there?
He's there.
Ay, ako, I'm conscious. Okay,
You should be.
No, you should be ashamed.
Ding dong. Ay, wait. From Kuya Maui. Ding dong.
Who's there?
Ay, Diyos ko.
Ay, Diyos ko. Who?
Ay, Diyos ko to say
I love you.
Nakakainis, ha?
At so, ayaw may hagot.
I just got to say I love you. I just got to say I just got.
Yung I just got niya parang ano eh. Parang galing yung piano.
I just got.
At saka dapat talaga titigil yung rhythm section niya.
Sige, go.
Bababa Bambin says, ding dong.
Who's there?
Kampai.
Kampai who?
Bye bye, it's a merry kampai.
Bye. Wait lang.
Bye bye, it's a merry kampai.
Tsaka bakit lahat ng kanta ni Chico may hagod? Bye bye. It's American pie.
Asa ka yung
tapos?
Moena.
Lagi may.
Asa mo kung bakit? Hinahanap pa niya yun.
Hinahanap pa. Para ito na ba? Ito na. Oto, ito na.
Parang yun. Bye.
So, bali mestiza. Amerikano na. Ano ba kampai?
Japanese?
Japanese, right?
Is it a Japanese
movie? Miss American kampai.
Kampai talaga eh, diba?
Yo,
let me read this one. Si Jelly goes like, you know the driver of the adjacent car is tuned into RxDMR when you burst out laughing at the same time.
Hello to Maning Garchitorena.
Hey,
hey,
sabi good
niya,
morning.
I think he's saying we're crazy.
Lumi Terry was just saying, last night I was listening to a podcast where Chico Garcia was singing lyrics. Now I'm hearing that horror again.
Papa Tratsy says, ding dong.
Who's there?
Lactum.
Lactum move.
Lactum move it, move it.
Lactum move it, move it. Tsaka ayan na naman.
Sabay-sabay tayo.
Sige. Five, six,
five.
Sige, ding dong.
Who's there?
Lactum.
Lactum who?
Lactum move it, move it.
Ang sarap ah.
And the top, ding dong, who's there, comes from Chenong.
Naglalactate ako.
Napalactate mo. Lactate mo.
From Chenong says,
okay.
Ding dong.
Who's there?
Bobo ka.
Bobo ka. Who?
Bobo ka. Ang bulak dadaan ng rena. Sasayaw ng cha-cha. Ang saya-saya.
Bakit parang nawawala ka na naman sa tono?
Bobo ka ang...
Ayan, Bobo. Nag-aarap talaga. Bobo.
Nag-aarap pala nota si Chico.
Ay! Story of his life.
I mean,
ang sakit na lang dyan ko. Hindi kasi tone deaf siya. So parati naghahanap.
Diba, oh. Sa people have perfect pitch. Siya kasi hinahanap pa niya.
Diba? Bobo ka ang bulaklak, dadaan ng reyna. Sasayaw ng cha-cha, ang saya-saya. See? I know the tune.
Ay.
Okay, so the top 10.
And I'm gone. And I'm gone. Parang lasing lang eh. Alam mo yung nagkakaraoke sa madaling araw. Yung mga gusto mong batuin.
Ito ko yung American Pie mo eh.
Okay, kampay eh, no?
Tsaka rock version.
Hindi, alam mo yung may acceleration.
Napaka-guttural ng sounds.
Alright, so the top 10, ding dong, who's there? And thank you very much for making it the top trending topic, well, earlier.
And speaking of, you
it's
know,
still trending.
It is trending.
Our guest is here.
Okay, nice. Okay, here we go.
Right, you want to wrap it up?
Okay, if you want to join us, the top 10, ding dong, who's there? Key in RX, space your entries, and send them to 2299. Or tweet us by twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag the morning rush and hashtag ding dong, who's there? Monster Radio RX 93.1. Here we go. We've been teasing you the whole morning.
That we've been hearing his name the entire day.
The whole morning. And we have in the booth our very special guest for today. We have Mr. Ding Dong Dante.
Hello, good morning to all the listeners.
Wow. Woo. Finally, we have you on the show.
We were talking off the air and he was asking, how long have you guys been doing the show? And I was like,
Siyempre, I couldn't be part of that conversation.
Is this the point where you tell us you're young?
Yeah. This is the point where I wash my hands clean.
And I was telling him 17 years, and he said, really? And then I told him, you know, it started right at the time that you also started in the business.
That's right. Right.
Grabe, sabi niya high school siya noon.
Oh, ito yung umaga.
Never fail to
Si Chico
to
graduate na noon.
High school din kami noon.
Oh,
high school din kami noon.
I started working ano, college. I was in college.
Were you?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh yeah, kaya ka nag over.
Hindi siya
and nothing has changed, huh?
Nothing.
Oh, energy wise and ano, lahat.
Ano lang yan?
Some major things.
Ano lang, vitamins.
All right, so
no, pero like this, diba, our top 10 is Ding Dong Who's There. It's basically a knock knock joke. Pero pinalitan namin because you're our guest, diba? So they were saying knock knock, wala nang nagkumakatok ngayon, actually, doorbell na, diba? So which brings us to, and it was actually the top trending topic in the Philippines earlier. And pero one thing that's always I've always wanted to ask because you're the only Ding Dong I know. I've heard na parang in the US, they find it so funny that Filipinos, that so many Filipinos are named Ding Dong.
That's true. That's
and
true.
Do you ever get it? Like when you go
no,
to the US?
No, one time, nandun ako eh. So, nasa Toys R Us ako. So, nawala ako. So, pina-page ko yung mami ko. So, siyempre, paging, ganyan, ganyan. Angeline, your son, Ding Dong. So, what? What's your name? Ding Dong.
Where are you from?
No, because I heard that they really find it funny.
And the, yeah. Either that or no, you...
Because sa atin, common yung name na Ding Dong.
Yeah. Isn't your name long? Like, Jose Sixto Rafael?
How did you get Ding Dong?
Ah, wala Rafael.
Actually, ano yan eh. Trivia talaga sa akin na magmula ngayon.
So, I'm sure.
Ang nakakaalam ng sagot yan yung father ko. But I still don't wanna really know the reason why. Kung bakit. So, I wanna leave it at...
Pero why Ding Dong?
Usually, may mga Ding Dong ako kilala na Fernando ang first name.
Right.
Siguro I know a couple.
Dong.
Or Dodong.
Right,
or something.
Right.
Yeah. Pero for some reason...
And you're not ano naman? You're not Cebuano naman?
No, I'm not.
Oh, wala.
You were born here.
Yes,
diba?
Here.
So your dad was responsible for coming up with Ding
and
Dong.
And he still is. So, but I don't want to know the reason why.
So you don't know or you just don't want...
So
say.
No, I just don't want to know.
No, he doesn't want to know. So
then, sometimes mas maganda pag may mga hindi ka pa alam, di ba?
Wait, then can we on... ask your dad?
Yeah, he's awake by now.
Can we go directly to the source?
Let's ask the source. No,
or let's
sir.
Come up with let's a no. Let's come up with a new nickname. Jose Sixto Rafael?
Hindi daw eh.
Hindi, wala
yun. You're not Rafael.
Wala yun.
Hindi, mag-ano tayo, nang bago. Josie. Jose Sixto. J-O-S-I.
From Ding Dong naging a Josie.
Josie.
O kaya Badong.
Badong. Oh,
all right. Well, you know, we're just happy that you're here because it's very rare for us to see celebrities in the morning.
Kasi, di ba, parang the morning, parang you don't really expect celebrities to be up this morning.
And with such a busy, hectic schedule, you don't really want to wake up early. You know what I mean? Like, parang as much as possible, you kind of want to sleep in.
And for us, it's a treat because we've known you for so long. Pero we've never really, like, met you. I mean, we've met you, pero we've never really, like, talked to you, sit down and talk to you and ask you questions. So this is a big treat for us.
And
so,
for me, it's different kasi syempre, narinig ko kayo sa radyo. Pero ngayon, nakikita ko live interacting with you.
So medyo na-disappoint siya ng konti.
Ganyan talaga ang mga taas sa radyo. Nakaka-disappoint pa nakita mo yung person.
Kaya nga eh. Kasi...
At saka, I don't know. Parang it must be so daunting na parang to be labeled as like one of the hottest men in the world.
How do you?
Hindi naman.
You are! Oh,
diba?
At least as far as a magazine was concerned.
Tagal na yun.
How is that like?
Ano, the only Asian.
You were the only Asian?
Sabi nila.
How do you land on that?
Hindi, totoo. Siya yung only Asian. I have the magazine.
I don't know.
No, but... I have the magazine.
Pinabasa sa akin nung kaibigan kong babae.
Hindi, mga 2008 yun eh. Yun yung...
Oh, 2008 nga.
Year.
Alam na alam eh.
Kung saan I officially became part of the Bello family.
Right.
And the Bench family. Yun.
What did you do? Wow. I mean, you know...
He took off his shirt.
Yun na yun. And now you're one of the hottest Asians in the world.
Men.
Pero kasi I remember you. You know, when you were younger, grabe, you were such a kid. Tapos all of a sudden...
Ano yun pa naman eh.
Pero diba, there was a change.
Yes.
And it was very physical, the change.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
No.
Calma, calma.
What was that? Was that something that you really thought of? Like,
I think nung sa panahon na it was necessary because I wanted to excite myself. So parang I wanted to try
and
something
others.
New.
Parang ganun. The fans.
Tapos si Ding Dong yung tingin sa'yo, ano ba?
Saka napansin ko yung upuan niya parang lumalayo.
Tapos sabi yung siyempre, he'd like to, di ba, give something exciting to all his fans.
As an actor, kasi siyempre, we get into costumes, we get into characters. Yeah. Mm-hmm. May time na hindi na kumakasa sa akin yung mga sinusuot ko, yung mga kalangsuot. And so, I had to do something about it.
How old were you at this time?
Around 27, mga ganun. 26, 27.
How old are you now?
I'm turning 33 on Friday.
Oh my God!
Wow.
It's your birthday on Friday.
Yeah.
Hey,
wait,
advance.
So that
advance
means you're, what's your sign?
Leo.
Bagay tayo.
Grabe, alam mo,
pinag-aagawan ng guest.
Bagay tayo.
Ang lalandi ng mga co-host ko, grabe.
Libra. Libra and Leo.
Libra.
Si ano, Leo. Anyway.
Sino Leo?
Sino Leo?
Del?
You guys shut up. So, you were 27 and you thought you just wanted to make a change. What was the first thing you did? Like, go to a gym, talk to a... What did you do?
A dietitian or something like that? Yeah.
It's a combination of everything. Pero ultimately, yung objective was to really be mentally, physically healthy. Not just fit. Mm. Pero, syempre, kapag healthy ka physically, minsan pati yung pag-iisip mo, yung state of mind mo, medyo nagiging diretso rin at marami kang mas nagagawa. So, it was a...
Chico, baka kailangan
mo to? It was a holistic approach.
Right. So, it wasn't just physical that time.
It wasn't just physical. Kasi at that time, medyo wala rin ako sa focus sa mga gusto kong gawin. Mm. But when I decided to do that shift, parang... it just came everything just
kasi
came
kasi I think you shocked everyone.
Oh, okay.
When, kasi parang when it you weren't the kind of parang yung ano mo, it was we hardly saw you like shirtless.
Tapos
bigla na lang one day you had like a huge billboard. It's like, is it si Ding Dong ba yan? Diba? Everyone was asking it. They weren't sure if it was you.
Dati ano pa, yung loose na
clothing,
na shirt.
Yeah.
Tapos all of a sudden, no shirt at all. What was that?
Although nasa uso rin naman dati yung loose shirt. So, steady lang.
Diba yung long back?
Long back na t-shirt. Tapos medyo baggy pants. Tapos long back din yung buhok mo.
Undercut.
No, pero like that was the thing. Eh, di ba? Parang, I guess to constantly surprise everyone at different stages in your career.
How do men take it? Kasi with girls, it's kind of different, no? Mm-hmm. When a girl kind of bears a little bit more, it's we're more familiar. Pero as of late, more and more guys are doing it, showing off their bodies. What does that mindset? What is it?
Para sa akin kasi, yung achievement dyan is coming from a state of being not healthy to being something like close to healthy. Parang ganun. So, kung sa akin naging posible siya, parang it can open also doors to people para sabihin, hey, it's possible.
Nagpaparinig ka ba? Nagpaparinig ka ba?
Medyo nasa ganun sa sayo eh.
Saka nasa ganung edad din
medyo,
ako.
Medyo hindi nga lang madali, pero posible siya.
So, how long did it take you from the time that you decided you wanted to be fit to like the body that you wanted, that you were satisfied with? Because it's not always like what you think.
Yeah, it's like, you know, you have it in your head, parang, in 6 months I'll get abs. And like
or
6 months
later. Or you drop 20 pounds and you're okay. But sometimes it's not that. It's
about a year. About a year.
And did it get to the point? Kasi alam ko people who are like always like on a diet or working out, di ba we have that thing na it doesn't matter how nice your body becomes. Feeling mo lagi parang hindi pa eh.
Hindi pa. Parang body dysmorphic.
Parang never ka masasatisfied.
How does it get to the point na parang, okay,
this
I'm ready
it.
Na
you
ako. I'm good.
Wala. Walang ganun eh.
Even
kasi,
now?
Sa akin ngayon, I'm not saying I'm in my best shape right now, but it's really more of maintaining na lang.
Right.
How about na meron. So, kailangan at certain point you also have to be satisfied na kung ano meron. As long as ako ang ano ko naman, ang gauge ko is as long as I fit in my clothes, as long as I feel light.
Pero I can people walk around, say that, ha? All magazines.
Okay. Same mindset kami, maintenance lang. I fit naman in my clothes, XL.
Saka iba-iba yan. Like ako, effort talaga to get into shape. Yung iba parang...
Wala
ang dali lang,
di
ba? Some people are naturally gifted kasi with metabolism. Sila,
diba?
But in my case, hindi.
But that's a surprise to hear. I mean, I'm pretty sure most of the people listening to us right now would be surprised to hear that you struggle with
that. Oh, yes, sobra.
I mean, it's kind of weird.
And it was actually a fear of mine. Kasi before, may mga rules ako halimbawa na,
right,
that would require for me to take my shirt off. Huwag nihiya ako eh.
You're not confident, pwede, no?
So parang naging motivation dun sa akin yun.
Right.
Parang balang araw, baka kailanganin. So
wala na talagang. Okay. Kailangan tanggalin mo yung shirt off.
Hindi naman.
Were you hesitant at first? I mean, was it always something, because coming from a fat boy perspective, I at least, ako, growing up, were you chubby?
Oh, yeah.
Parang certainly. did you get the fat jokes also when you're growing?
Because exactly.
Like with me, I find it so difficult to like even just take off my shirt in the beach or something. Uh-huh. Were you always like that?
That was actually the motivation.
Kasi Gino naka
one piece. Pag
in a way, parang Cinderella story. A guy who would never like, you know, parang attach his self-esteem to the physical side of him to right now, like that 2008 listing. You know, it's
never in my wildest dreams.
Never in your that's what I was thinking. Hey, someone wants you to say hello to them. See Lord Ramos. Can you say hello to him?
Hi, Lord Ramos. Good morning.
The very gorgeous Lord Ramos. Also, our vice president sent something, a piece of trivia about you.
Mm.
That in the 90s, apparently, you were an RX chatter. Your nickname was Winneklek.
Oh my god.
And that you were even in the EB in Katipunan. Is this true?
Oh. Winneklek.
Oh
my god. Wait, why Winneklek?
Diba that stands for something?
Yeah,
Winneklek.
Wag na natin pag-usapan. I've never heard of this.
Alam ko slang yun for something. Eh.
Yes.
You were? Oh, you were an RX chatter?
I'm pretty sure ako lang gagamit ng Winneklek. May username.
Mukha nga. But you remember, so that was you. Who did you chat with here on RX?
I don't remember, but
Karabi, that was, yung, must have been you.
I know.
Talaga kakaiba.
Now I'm curious what Winneklek means. Because I know the other
term. Wala sa Google yan.
Wala ba sa Google yan?
Wala ba siya, pinapadala nila yan lagi.
Urban slang.
But hey, our vice president also asking you if you can just say hello daw to the credit management group of RCBC Savings Bank Head Office Ortigas.
Nux.
Ang haba naman. Oo nga, just hello, I guess.
Hi, guys.
There you go.
So what are you busy with right now?
I'm shooting my upcoming teleserye now and also a movie. Kaya nga, I'm thankful that I didn't have work yesterday. Kasi otherwise, baka...
Oh, you won't. Right. What's your new teleserye?
Sometime in October pa siya palalabas. So,
you can't see anything.
The title is Genesis.
So, is it action?
Medyo may action. It's like Olympus Has Fallen meets 2012.
Oh wow.
Wow.
So it's okay. About yung mga natural calamities, it's about disasters and how Filipinos cope up with it.
Oh wow.
Wow, that sounds
really
first?
Interesting.
Is that
yes.
A, yeah it first. Sounds like it. My shirtless.
Talaga tong si Del yung mga tanong.
Pero yun naman eh. Ako mouthpiece ng ako ng show. Naisip ko na ako ng mga gusto niyo itanong. So, may mga shirtless moments ba doon?
So far wala pa
wala
naman.
Pa.
Pero iba kasi yung dati, iba yung ngayon. Ngayon kumbaga yung effort mas triple na para.
Hindi siya ka like, 'di ba? Like it's nice that you're always you sinasadya mo ba yun that your projects are very very different. Like, do I remember you had like the Aswang
yes,
movie and it looked the look of it was very parang it doesn't look like your regular
that's right
movie the way it was shot the very stylized version, diba? Parang do you do that on purpose? Na parang let me choose this project because it's very different.
As much as possible, yes. Because parang kahit ako, I always want to get excited about things and like get excited.
There's
about myself.
That word again.
What?
Excited.
So, mas gusto kong maggumawa ng mga bagong bagay.
So, the next is like this. Kasi parang, you're right, after Ondoy, after Habagat, it's something that I think we all know we will be dealing with in the future.
Yeah,
that's right.
And then, wouldn't it be nice if you saw that in a teleserye, diba?
Yeah.
Right. What's the name of your character?
Isaac.
Wow.
Parang everything is so ano parang
biblical
proportions. Maybe that's why it's called Genesis.
Pero pag napanood mo.
All right. So what else?
Tapos what's the name of your character? Winneklek.
Winneklek pa rin.
Hello, let's get to the bottom.
I know what Winneklek means na.
Oh, what is it?
People keep sending it over. Tama ba ito? Tama. Did they get it right?
Parang ganun.
What is it?
It's
put it in
yun nga. No, that's it.
Iba pa rin. Iba pa rin yung
one. Ito yung alam ko.
May iba pa.
Ito yung alam ko. Yan.
May iba pa eh.
May iba pa.
Ito yung alam ko. What do you guys know? How come I don't know anything?
I know this. Pero I know the Tagalog version of that.
Huh?
No.
Alam ko yung ano eh.
So wait, what is it? What does it mean? Can you say it in the
But it's hair somewhere.
Somewhere.
It's hair somewhere.
In the nether regions?
No.
Or is it? Because he has a different definition eh. The people that sent
him
over.
He's turning red. How old were you when you came up with the code name?
16?
No.
Oh my gosh. Ah, saka like,
how old were you when you came up with the code name?
27.
Kasi diba you started out as a dancer?
That's right.
So, do you still dance?
I try to, pero kung nakalawang na, so kailangan medyo mas maraming practice.
Oh my gosh, do you have like videos of you dancing?
Wala eh, kasi nung meron
mo. I'm sure your fans
VHS
would
meron,
love to see it on
YouTube. Sa YouTube, wala masyado.
Talaga?
Oh wow.
Kasi, okay. Oh wala.
What do you attribute your longevity in the industry? Kasi, I mean, you're young, pero to last in the industry since 1998.
Kasi you started early din eh.
You start early. I see what happened to the people you were with, you have gone far beyond probably you thought you would, diba?
And it's an industry that's not exactly very forgiving when it comes to, you know, longevity.
So 17 years, that's pretty impressive. Mm. How do you do that? And do you think you happened to just kind of make the right decisions, or was it all planned?
Not exactly planned, pero yung the drive to always reinvent yourself has always been there.
Actually, that's syempre, true.
Plus the help of people around me, syempre, like my manager, my family, so very supportive naman sila. And you always get your drive from somewhere.
Right.
So it's right a now, where's where is the drive coming from right now for you?
Hindi, para sa akin, passion ko talaga to stay in the industry. So hanggat maaari, I want to explore everything that I can.
Does that mean
not just being an actor, but
behind
the
camera?
I also studied directing and recently produced.
Producing.
So parang hanggat maaari makakover ko lahat ng mga pupwedeng gawin dun sa love ko, which is the industry.
Do you think you're a very serious guy?
Hindi naman.
Really? Because you strike me as a very serious guy.
No.
With a nickname, with a nickname like Wenek.
Really?
Ako, I have a question. You know, being an aspiring actor myself.
Why?
Keep on aspiring.
Diba? No, I've always been so curious when I watch shows, whether movies or TV. Mahirap, is it hard to cry on cue? Because for the life of me, I can't imagine sasabihin sa akin, okay, cry now. Tapos kailan, is it really difficult? Tsaka yung cry na may tutulong tear, ha?
Yung one tear lang sa pinakagilid.
It's madali to act like you're crying, but there are no tears coming out.
Yes. Ano yan eh?
How do you do it?
Tricks of the trade. Kahit ako, ay hindi ko pa naman master yun. Pero that's what workshops are for. Siyempre, they teach you techniques and they teach you how to do it.
And motivation.
Pero,
to remember all the bad things about life.
Kahit anong pagdaan ng mga ganong exercises, you need personal experiences para to bring you there. And it's just a magical moment in a scene where it happens.
When it actually comes out.
You shouldn't plan it. You shouldn't mark it.
Yeah, so, you shouldn't plan it.
Darating at darating once you're committed to the role and once you're committed to the moment. Parang it's more
fun. Walang ibang tricks. Like, kunyari, pag iiyak ka na, lalagay mo ng bigas yung mata mo para sumakit.
Para mag-sinain.
Or kukurutin mo yung...
Pero hindi, ano talaga siya, mahirap talaga siya.
Di ba? Kasi when I see like...
I think more so with guys.
Oh, naman.
Yeah.
Because I don't think crying
I think we're hardwired not to cry. Di ba?
Right.
That's true. And kahit ngayon, hindi ko pa naman master talaga yung mga ganun. Pero when it comes, it comes. Sabi ko minsan chamba, pero I think it's just a magical moment that happens.
I guess you also like the moment when you're in that moment and you start to think about everything else that goes on around you. If you're really absorbed into the character, then that's when you start to...
Ganun.
Yeah, that's what it brings out.
All right, well, we're going to ask Ding Dong a little bit later on to join us for the top 10.
Yes, of course.
And also, we're going to ask him what he's busy with.
Right. So, yes. Of course, you know, Bello, the guys over at Bello have this amazing little thing that they've, you know, concocted.
Exactly.
We were talking about it earlier, the whole one-up thing. We'll ask him about that. Because I'm sure you've had moments like this. You went to, where'd you go to high school again?
Sa Ateneo.
Ateneo, diba? So, I'm sure, like, meron kayo ng mga moments na parang, wala ka sa lolo ko. Wala ka sa lolo ko. Dami ng ganyan pag all-boys school.
Sabi niya, so, pag boys daw, ganun talaga mag-usap.
No,
naturally competitive eh.
See? Right. Yeah, exactly. And even when you're not trying to one-up each other, like, alam mo yun, parang nag-uusap lang kayo, nagkakwento lang isang kabarkada mo na parang, oh bro, meron akong ano, nakabili ako ng ganito. Ah, oh, ako rin, bumili rin ako ng ganyan.
Pero laging, yung ibibring up mo, much better than
whatever it is.
Kahit one notch higher.
Oh. One notch higher lang. Oh.
So, we're gonna talk about all of that a little bit later on. But for now, we're just gonna take a quick break, yeah?
Exactly.
All right, we'll be right back after these.
It's Chico, it's Delamar,
and it's Gino
on the Morning Rush, Part 4! It's the Morning Rush!
Monster Radio RX 93.1.
Oh my god!
Alright, wait, what are we doing about? Wrap off na ba?
You wanna do it now?
I don't know.
Let's do it now.
All right,
but before we do that, can we just tell everybody that today's epic pick is actually already up?
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Check it out over facebook.com/rx931. And we have a picture with Mr. Ding Dong Dantes. All right.
Right.
Oh my gosh. Ano ba? Ready?
I don't know.
Are you guys ready?
Huh?
Ito na yun? Yeah. Okay, you can actually listen to here. You can use the headset para you can actually hear the music.
I don't like this.
Wait lang.
Taka.
Usually
we have time to practice
sandali,
it.
Sandali. Ano, you make sure.
Oh, sige, tuloy na natin.
Sige na.
Taka, hindi mela ako nakapagbanyo.
Sige na, let's go.
Okay. For Ding Dong.
Oh, kasi 9:46.
Let's do it.
This is for your Mr. Ding Dong Dantes.
All right.
Just for
it's Chico. It's Delamar.
And it's Gino.
On the Morning Rush. RX 93.1.
Sorry. My fault.
Ay, naku, fail.
Sorry. Wait
long. Again.
All right.
It's Chico. It's Delamar.
And it's Gino.
On the Morning Rush. RX 93.1.
Yeah. It's a CDG epic wrap-off for Mr. Ding Dong Dantes. Here we go.
Ding Dong Dantes. On the Morning Rush, Ding Dong Dantes, this isn't hush hush. In the city of Manila, on the radio, here on RX, with the key guys, with C and D and G, we'll keep him laughing, we'll keep him smiling.
Ding Dong Dantes is here in RX. Thanks for swinging by, you're really the best. It's nice to have a real man on the show. And not just any man, that's for show. He's an actor, director, producer, seducer. And you can ring my bell anytime, that's for sure. Now I'ma turn you over to Chico, my man. Be careful though, cause he gon' steal you from Marianne.
Nandito na si Ding, nandito pa si Dong. It really feels right and it never feels wrong. Your killer good looks is one for the books. Hindi ka lang hunky, sayo pa ay funky. Paborito ng chicks, paborito ng Becky. Pag nakita si Dong, walang tunay na lalaki. Walang dadaig sa iyong pagkamacho. Lahat knockout, pati si Hector Camacho. The best leading man for any leading lady. Kung baga sa rapper, ikaw si Slim Shady. Salamat sa iyo Dong, sa iyong pagbisita. Pag ikay katabi, ako'y feeling princesita. Huwag mo nang pansinin kung meron kang detractor. Dahil para sa amin, you're the pinaka-best actor.
Yeah!
Pwede ko bang gawing autobiography?
Wow.
Pwede, hindi ko
gawin.
Sorry, hindi ko key.
No! Kasi gusto niya higher key.
Oo, masyadong mataas.
Gusto niya sana parang pang ano.
Hindi pa kayo handa niyan, ha?
Hindi.
All word.
One practice lang yun.
Impressive.
I just love it when we're done.
When we're done. Because like the anxiety is
record,
gone.
Paano ba yun?
No, we have it.
Yeah, they record all the time.
First time we'll have in my life.
We'll have a replay when the end is
over. Actually, we always do this for all our guests. Wow. Come over to make sure that, you know, we kind of say thank you in a morning rush kind of way.
I know. In a papahiya namin sarili namin kind of
way. I think that's the best kind of
way. Gusto ng guest yun. Papahiya yung host, diba?
All right.
We got a few more questions for Ding Dong. All right, let's play this.
It's the morning rush!
Monts Radio, RX 93.1.
Si Man Bale was just saying,
you know,
feeling princesita.
I know.
Hashtag, hang taray ng bakla.
Diba? All right, so, oh my gosh. Okay, so a lot of comments for the epic wrap-off.
Yeah. Alam mo, I swear talaga, pagka we do this, it's insane.
I know.
Kinakabahan
kami.
Tapos,
sobra.
May kaba pa kayo nun.
Kasi namin parang to quit the job. Ako meron akong ganun eh. Parang ayoko na.
Kasi nakahiya eh. Hindi naman kami talaga rapper.
Ayoko na. Pero pag tapos na, parang the relief.
Parang it's like, yay, finally. It's just relaxing after.
It's so relaxing. Are there things in your career that you feel that same way about? Yung parang, it's like going through hell.
Meron din. Parang ninenervous ka.
More of nervous na.
Especially, let's say, pag may concert yung, like, kunyari si Kuya Ogi, tapos in-invite niya ako mag-guest. No. Siyempre, yung mga kasama niya, puro mga singers talaga. Sabi, lalabas ka sa Araneta Coliseum, halimbawa. Punong-puno, tapos
kakanta ka.
Siyempre, I mean, hindi naman ako singer, pero
but you are.
I try my best.
Ano ba? So, ano yun? Better you sing.
Well, I just have fun.
No. Baka we can use that also. Pero you rap. I just have fun.
Ganun lang naman talaga eh. So, susunod na yung iba pag nag-enjoy.
But like, do you still get nervous when, like, let's just say, okay, with walking into a set? I mean,
always,
if
especially
doing a movie,
kapag bagong set.
Really? You still do?
Yes, always.
Diba, I think.
And like, for example, if the scene is difficult.
Right.
And okay, here's a question for you. Sino yung pinaka, yung parang siguro pinaka-nenervousin ka? If, whether you've worked with him or her or not, na pinaka-nenervousin ka pag siya yung kasino
mo? Ka-eksena mo.
Sino ba?
Yun talagang parang pag siya, parang, oh my lord.
Siguro, the likes of, like, sila Miss Nora Honor, mga gano'n.
Siguro nga.
Mga gano'n.
Right. Because you're dealing with legends.
That's right. And actually, nakaka-guest ko lang recently sa Riza May Show.
Yeah. Right.
So, lumukap-lukap ka rin. Ako doon kasi hindi mo alam kung ano yung mga innocent questions na ibabato niya na, siyempre kailangan mong sagutin.
How do you find her? I mean, kasi everyone parang, parang every time they expect something from her, hindi yun talaga eh. Parang you're
hindi talaga.
Sorpresa talaga eh.
Sobrang talented na host siya at her age. Mm-hmm. And she's so spontaneous.
Mm-hmm.
Ang galing, ang bilis niya mag-pick up. And lahat ng mga instincts ng mga sagot niya, galing talaga sa kanya yun eh. Mm-hmm. Kumbaga yung wit niya eh, hindi may kukumpira sa mga hosts of her age.
Kind of scary nga, diba? Because she's how old? 7, 8?
Around that age.
Hindi, pero kasi like, you've done everything. You act, you dance,
you
also sing.
Yeah.
Parang what else is it in the industry that parang feeling mo gusto mo pang gawin?
Yung love ko talaga sa acting.
It's really
yung acting. The others naman on the side, sometimes we, at a certain point, we are required to do these things eh.
Mm.
So, syempre, kung hanggat sa makakaya mo, kaya. Gagalingan mo
ano na. Ano ba yung role na you haven't done yet na parang gusto mong
gawin? Hindi pa ako nagbabiopic.
Okay, kasi so that's tough eh. You're basing yourself on an actual human
if
being.
If there was someone whose life you were going to portray, Filipino or otherwise, let's say, wala, it doesn't matter, no? Kung foreigner.
And yeah, pwede kang foreigner.
Oh, kasi you can eh.
You can.
Who would it be? Whose life would you like to portray?
Well, interesting para sa akin ang life ni Ninoy Aquino.
Mm. Oh, wow. You're right.
Although napapanood ko siya sa mga, ano, sa documentaries.
Right.
Yeah.
He's an enigmatic character.
Right. For sure.
In our history. Wow.
Is there a role you won't do?
So, sa ngayon, wala pa naman.
Yung siguro, parang pag in-offer sa'yo, parang, ay,
basta any role na may siguro hahawak ng daga o ano, mga ganun.
Talagang yun pa eh.
Talagang yun pa yung kinakatahutan mo.
Kasi have like, you done a gay role?
Not yet. Pero, ay, hindi, may isa, cameo. For the movie of Joey Paras.
Was it like a gay funny?
Parang,
a funny gay or?
Just one line, just a one-liner.
Would you want to do something like, parang the likes of, let's say, si Harvey Milk?
Sean Penn.
Sean Penn. Would you do something role. Very serious pero
why
gay
not?
Role?
Why not? Oh. Pero syempre,
siguro
it
depends on the material.
So much preparation siguro, yeah. For that.
Kasi like, remember si, just going back to the daga, kasi Nicolas Cage, di ba, kumain ng ipis?
What?
For a role when he was a vampire.
What?
Yeah, that weirdo movie. That like he ate an actual cockroach.
Ooh,
di na.
Oh, di na. Oh,
so, yung mga ganun, di mo kaya.
Sige, ikaw na lang. Ano na
yun? Akala ko ba passion mo yung acting?
Oh, oh. Di na. Siyempre, may mga exceptions na.
Ubi business ka na lang.
When fear comes into play, okay lang.
Ubi business na lang ako.
Kasi, di ba, like, different actors have different stuff in their contracts.
Right,
eh. Iba merong no nudity clause. Oh, iba merong ganito. Right. Iba may ganyan. So, it's very interesting
pero
to ask
mas
actors.
Hanggat maaari, mas magandang walang limitations.
Yeah.
Except kung may daga tsaka ipis.
Eh, then ipis okay lang.
Huwag lang kainin yung ipis.
Kung kainin mo yung daga,
oh my God.
No!
In The Sopranos, there's a scene where this mobster was killed because he was ratting. I mean, he was a rat. He was squealing on his,
fellow mafia people.
So what they did was to kill him. But the actor had to put, like, I'm sure it's not a real rat, pero half a rat coming out of his mouth. Because it was a message to everybody. Now, if you rat on the mafia,
this is what happens.
This is what happens to you. Like, would you do something like that?
No. Ang bilis, eh. No.
Kahit hindi totoong daga.
Alam mo, ang daming...
Despite his passion for acting, no.
Ang daming nagtitweet, about Ding Dong's radio voice.
Ano daw?
Wala, they're just loving it. Boses pa lang daw. Guwapo na.
Did you ever think of going into radio?
You have a deep voice.
In those years when I was using Weniclick, hindi pa naman. No naman, pero...
Kasi para kang kaming mga DJs.
bagong gising lang kasi.
Kaming mga DJs.
Mabababa talaga boses namin.
Parang tumanda. Hindi naman bumaba yung boses.
Oo nga, tumanda lang.
Yeah, so never.
Hindi naman. Pero...
Talaga, more of talaga acting.
Yes.
Would you recommend acting to your future kids?
Oo nga. What if they want?
You would?
I've heard of a lot of people
na ayaw nila. Oh, they don't want their kids to go into the same industry.
Lalo na with the
intrigue. They're so scared.
It's so harsh.
Hindi, siyempre, depende rin sa working in environment sa atmosphere naman nila eh. Mm. Siyempre, I'll make sure na kung saan siya pupunta, maganda yung okay mga katrabaho niya, di ba?
Practice
proper ethics and
right.
Go grow
kung
siya.
Kung babae. Okay lang.
Mag-iisip ako ng tatlong beses muna.
See that? It's
mag-iisip
true.
Muna ako.
Parang it's so harsh on women, no?
Well, no, not really. Pero I wouldn't know. Kasi
lalaki ka.
Kasi baka may mga circumstances lang na hindi maging accessible sa kanila ang comfort dahil siyempre, sometimes we shoot in the mountains.
Right.
Right.
Kasi Nick, if you have a future daughter, you want them to be as comfortable as possible.
Right.
Yeah. Si Nick's my question. Ang gwapo naman ang boses ni Ding Dong. Wala bang pangit sa'yo?
No!
It's a question.
Parang pick-up line.
Di ba? Is there something you're insecure of?
Siyempre, marami naman. Marami rin.
No, I mean, what do you really...
Like physically,
kasi,
kunyari.
Okay, the truth is, celebrities look above ordinary. It's the
For sure. That's why you're a celebrity in the first place.
That's what makes you guys look... make people look and watch, diba? That's part of it. You're extra good looking. You're not just guapo. Parang meron pa eh. One more.
Sinobrahan mo yung guapo eh.
Lumagpas ka sa guapo.
Pero hindi naman umulit to the point na pumangit ka.
hindi naman yung cycle.
But is there a part of you physically that you don't feel very confident about?
Well, siyempre meron. That's the reason why I went through that, you know, fitness program.
Oh,
diba?
Right.
Kasi di ba sabi ko sa sarili ko na one day gusto ko maging confident naman ako when let's say I go to the beach or blah blah blah.
Yeah.
So I think that's one of them. Pero more than the physicality, I think halimbawa kasi ang strength ko sa is an actor, di ba, sa acting. So halimbawa kung gagawin ko yung gagawin nyo for 4 hours straight na nasa radio, hindi ko talaga kaya. So I would say that is also one of my insecurities, yung ganun kasi it's not my strength.
Would you portray the biopic
of Chico Garcia?
Why not?
Are you sure? Are you sure you want to do that?
Baka may mga scenes na ayaw mong gawin.
Paala mo sa akin.
Hindi, tsaka pwede yun eh. Kasi yung ano, magkamukha na kami.
Nasaan?
So, anak ng...
Nasaan?
Pwede na eh. Malapit na eh. Hindi na, konting prosthetics na lang. Konting...
Wow.
Sorry, medyo ano
medyo delusional yung mga...
Iba yung mirror nila sa bahay.
kaya okay, magka-biopic yan eh. Kasi it's all about, you know, insanity.
Anong ka-biopic?
Magka-biopic.
I have two questions more.
Yes.
There are so many TV shows out there. And I'm always curious what celebrities are watching. Kasi when you look at all the possible series that are out there, parang ang dami, you can't watch it all. Mm-hmm. What are you watching?
There was a time na nagkasakit ako for a week, dire-diretso. So bed rest. Everyone was talking about Walking Dead, ganun, ganun.
Right.
So isang upuan, natapos ko yung tatlong season.
You liked it?
Wow. I liked it.
Siguro naman di mo tataposin yung tatlong season kung ganit
yeah,
ka or ayaw mo yung series, diba?
Hindi, si Chico, ano yun, OC. Pag sinimulan niya, kahit di niya gusto, tatapusin niya.
Pag sinimulan ko, tinatapos.
What are you watching?
Hindi, I just...
Sinisigurado niya.
Ako... Well, I just watched yung Game of Thrones ng 3 seasons tuloy-tuloy. Parang
wow, okay.
Yeah. Pero wala akong sakit noon. Talagang pinatuloy. Saka marami sa internet.
Huwag mo na alam. Huwag mo na alam.
Importante yung oras eh. Pero minsan,
right. Actually, that's true.
What, talagang hahanap ka ng panahon para panoorin yan.
One more question is, I'm reading the biography of Steve Jobs and how he changed the way we are. And one of those... is really that we're online all the time. Celebrities are now, dati may publicist, diba? Pag meron kang gusto sabihin, publicist, tapos yun na mag... It's, now, with Twitter and Instagram, it's like a direct line to a celebrity. But your Twitter account is mostly advocacies.
I started with that. Kasi dati hindi pa ako masyado ma-social media. And I had this campaign before for my foundation. And that's what started it all. So magmula nun, nainganyo na ako. So kasi I saw that it could be a good platform for doing good things.
Right, right.
So for inspiring people, for information.
What's your online life like?
I'm more engaged now sa Instagram and Twitter. Yun lang. I don't have Facebook. Wala akong Facebook account.
What do you post on Instagram? Like most of your advocacies or
no.
Mga, projects?
Let's say if I see something
random
that interests me for the moment.
Right, right.
So I don't prepare for it. Parang something that I see instantly na alam kong interesting for me, definitely. And na gusto ko i-share.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't have to be naman na kailangan gustuin. Pero yung gusto ko talaga.
So may selfie ka ba?
Wala pa eh.
Wala ba?
Dati pa nga ginagawa ko, medyo nahihiya pa ako, sabi ko sa Instagram. Kasi may isang account bago ako nagbukas na ding-dong din. Ganun. So apparently, sinusundan siya ng mga friends ko.
So they thought it was you.
Ikaw ba yan? Sabi ko hindi. Pero ang okay naman yung mga pinapost. Maganda naman. Hindi naman masyado minimisrepresent. Ako. So, pinabayaan ko lang hanggang dumating yung araw na ako na.
Na ikaw na nag-ano.
So, sabi ko, I wanted to be different from that person yung nag-post.
Gumawa ng account na.
So, yung mga post ko, hindi ko pa pinapakita yung mukha ko para unique.
No.
Wow!
Pero nakita mo yung disappointment sa mukha yung Chico.
Siyempre, you wanna share moments, you wanna see faces, see people. So, nag-iba na siya. Ngayon, I'm really enjoying it.
Do you post about your personal life?
Yeah. Yes.
You do. Like family, friends.
Family, yeah. Let's say if I'm on vacation and then I just love the scenery.
Right.
Stuff. Who do you follow?
Dami.
I really, marami.
Like 200 plus, 300 plus.
I know people who follow 500 on Instagram, so it's kind of crazy.
No, but it's nice because when you follow a lot of people, you see a lot of different like...
Yeah, it's true.
Different... sorts of things because different interests for different people, so you know you get to
parang
see so many
it's
things.
It's also like a newspaper already,
right? yeah
you wake up
and it's very visual
on Instagram,
right.
You hear news instantly, diba?
Actually that's where you go the moment merong news, hey nadinig mo na si ganyan,
real time
you go to Twitter. Okay, so you know what, we're just very happy that hashtag Ding Dong Who's There has been like number one up and down, pero lagi siyang nagda-number one.
Do you still have some entries that you
we
want?
We do.
So actually, people are asking for a full
here.
Batch.
I know.
Sige.
So here we go.
The one time we have him here.
Sige, so we have our top 10 for today. Thank you to Mad Mutt Mark for suggesting this. The top 10 Ding Dong Who's There.
All right.
Let's start off with Ellis Dominique. Ding Dong.
Who's there?
Who's,
No way.
No way who?
A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, P, Q, R, S, T, U, Z, A, T, U, Z, T, U, V, W, X, Y, and Z. No way, no my A,
oh
B,
my God.
C.
Layo nun.
Layo nun, ha?
Layo, di ba? Malditang Divine says, ding dong.
Who's there? There?
Ninja.
Ninja who?
Ninja. Ninja ka na naman.
Tinutukso-tukso ang aking puso.
Chenong says, ding dong.
Who's there? There?
Hate you na.
Hate you na who?
Hate you na. Hate you na.
Hate you na. Apo hiking.
Mr. Maria says, ding dong.
Who's there?
Ubong hindi matanggal.
Ubong hindi matanggal who?
Am I only ulit? No. I only close your eyes, give me a hand.
Am I? Ano?
Ano yung part na yun?
And is this burning an eternal flame? Kasi ubong hindi matanggal. Nakakainis.
Sorry. Jared says, ding dong.
Who's there?
June 1.
June 1 who?
June wanna close my eyes. June wanna fall asleep. Cause I miss you, babe. Ito for Gina Boy. Mm. Manvale says, Annie na mommy. Sugar na
no,
mommy.
No, wag na
ding dong.
Ding dong.
Who's there?
Annie na mommy. Sugar na mommy. Gatas ng mommy.
Annie na mommy. Sugar na mommy. Gatas ng mommy who?
Annie na mommy. Sugar na mommy. Gatas ng mommy.
Doing whatever we want.
It's a Miley Cyrus song. Sorry.
Okay.
Sobrang
ayaw
na yung
katang
yan.
I don't know. Also,
ding dong.
Who's there?
Kylie Gayahan Mo.
Kylie Gayahan Mo.
Ay, sorry. Kylie Gayahan Mo
says,
is
the Twitter name.
Ding dong.
Who's there?
Marian.
Marian who?
Marian ka na naman.
Tinutukso-tukso
ang aking puso. Lilo Boy says, ding dong.
Who's there?
Lazy song.
Lazy song who?
Ah, tato e arashiga fukotama. Tato e arashiga fukotama.
Alam mo tawag doon? Namuhunan. Namuhunan eh.
Ako doon,
lazy
song! And the top.
Ang haba ng build. Hindi pa top yun, ha? Hindi pa top yun.
And the top. Ding dong, who's there? Comes from Irvin Cortez.
Irvin Cortez says.
Irvin.
Ding dong.
Who's there?
Becking nakaskirt.
Becking nakaskirt?
Pasok.
Dyson.
Okay,
Nako.
Sige. All right. Ding dong.
Who's there? Hindi, dapat si Ding Dong.
Sige. Ding dong. Ding dong. Ding dong.
Who's there?
He's addressing you.
Ding dong.
Yes.
Ding dong.
Who's there?
Baking nakaskirt.
Baking nakaskirt? Who?
Umupo ikaw, litawang balls. I am titanium. Oh my God!
Right. Tapos na
ang career.
Tapos na rin ang show.
It was a long and fruitful career for Chico Garcia. Let us all remember how great of a broadcaster he was prior to this day.
Alam mo nang sabi mo na hindi mo naisip mag-radyo? Good job.
Good job.
Buti na lang.
Good job.
Well, you got the job.
For now.
Alright, so there you go.
Nako.
Alright, well, we would like to thank Ding Dong Dantas.
I know.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Really, we appreciate it. We know
sobrang
that, you know,
honored that you were that you joined us this morning.
Thank you. I had so much fun.
So thank you to Wenelek.
Kalimutan na natin yun.
Talaga, na ayun na, hindi na. Now that we know.
Hello, even our vice president doesn't forget it.
No, he's actually the one. Sabi niya, tanungin mga trivia for Ding Dong. But thank you so much. We appreciate it. And we hope that we can send you the file of your wrap-off.
I know.
We'll
tweet it to you. We'll tweet you like
going a link. Ringtone yun.
And, you know, alam namin dahil nag-guest ka dito, diba? And sabi mo, nag-enjoy ka, diba? Siguro naman, totoo yun.
Totoo.
So, pag na-miss mo kami, ito lang ang buksan mo.
Yeah.
No.
Ganda na segue ni... Alam mo, lupit ni Del.
Masegue siya.
Bagay tayo.
Inspired.
Pipirma ko mamaya sa ito, meron na.
Meron na. Well, we just handed him our book. Thank you know, pagka medyo nakakabato sa road. Yan.
Yes. O kaya pag naghihintay ka ng taping, tapos na-miss mo kami.
Sabi, ako, nakakamiss yung tatlo. O, yan na. Alright.
So anytime, pwede bumalik, ha?
Oh! Sabihin mo yun.
Oo naman!
Sunduin pa kita, eh. Kaya after a taping. So, nagigising ako na alas tres. Tapos daan na
lang. Para sa'yo.
Alright, well, there you go. Thank you so much, Ding Dong Dantes, for coming.
I know. Thank you.
Alright.
All right. And so anything you'd like to say before we
sobrang interesting nung Twitter one-up battle ng Bellomen. So lahat ng gustong sumali, you have until ang August 9 to send in your tweets from 6 a.m. to 12 noon. So ganun lang. So use the hashtag and then
i-tag yung Bello_men
at saka yung answer nyo.
Right.
So the top tweet for the day, we'll win the prize for the day.
Right.
And for today, it's 10,000.
For today, it's 10,000.
It's 10,000 pesos.
And eventually, one of these days, it will be the, you know, the NBA tickets.
Exactly.
Wow.
The ultimate prize.
I know.
Crazy. So it's all happening on Twitter.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's all there. Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yep. All right, so thank
I'd
you
like
very
to
much.
Say hi to some friends.
Yeah, go for it.
Oh, so si Dr. Sunny and Shelo Adhar. Hello, good morning.
Yes.
And to my friend who has a spa in... Luxent Hotel in Timog, si Perry, yung Relax pa. So,
all right, yeah.
So, yun lang.
All right. Cool. And again,
hey, also.
And Crystal Bello, hello.
People are asking which one is your real Instagram account? Because they know that Twitter is I am Dong
Twitter
Dantes.
Twitter is I am Dong Dantes. Instagram is Dong Dantes lang.
All right. Dong so, Dantes. Dong Dantes on Instagram.
All right. Okay. All right, so thank you very much
thank
for joining
you.
Us.
Thank you, thank you very much,
we
guys.
Hope you had fun because we did.
So much fun. Thank you.
And
thank you.
There you go. So we hope you come back.
Okay, for everybody
definitely.
Else?
Promise, ah.
Yes.
Text mo lang si Chico.
Oh,
and hey, thanks to the guys over at Bello for making this happen.
I know.
Also.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
All right, we'll see you guys tomorrow. Have a great Tuesday.
Bye.
Bye.
It's Chico. It's Delamar. And it's Gino. On the Morning Rush. RX 93.1.